You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Cheer a superstar.
And that one's deep. Right center. Christian Yelich has tied it. You are Locked On Brewers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Larson. Find me on Twitter at Cheesehead Talks, also at Locked On Brewers, the show handle, and Facebook.com/Locked On Brewers as well. Brewers lose last night 8-3. They were down 8-0 going into the ninth inning, and they rallied, and they got three runs, and they left the bases loaded. So hey, look, the tying run was in the on deck circle after they'd scored three and loaded the bases in the ninth inning. So that's a moral victory. I mean, obviously, right? That's what we're talking about here: moral victories. It's a tough one for the crew. They finish up the second third of the season on a downer. We'll talk about that. The thirds thing, I've been on this theme all season. It's not going well. We'll talk about that coming up. Also preview to this afternoon's matchup between the Tigers and the Brewers in their final game of the year. And talk about all that coming up. Let's talk about the ups and downs from last night and three up, three down.
Three up, three down.
Well, as you can imagine, there were a lot of downs. You get down 8-0. But we'll start with the ups. Adrian Hauser's first four innings, pretty good. Only allowed one run. Looked to be kind of in control, cruising, if you will. Nice start, solid, maybe a rebound. And then the fifth inning came, and he didn't get out of the fifth. And, I know that's more of the trend these days, way more of the trend in baseball. Five or fewer innings, usually because of just pitch count getting up and whatnot, but this was because he was starting to give up a bunch of runs, and it was unfortunate, but we're on the ups right now. I'll get to that. First four innings, he looked good. Second up, Christian Yelich with a good night at the plate, two hits on a walk. Jed Jerko, good night at the plate, two hits. You know, the Brewers DFA'd Justin Smoke. They've given Jerko the massive bulk of that playing time, and he's, for the most part, delivered. Jed Jerko has had a good year for the Brewers. Perhaps they should have been playing him more earlier. But two more hits last night, and so those were the bright spots offensively for the crew, who actually got, again, broken record here, ducks on the pond, pressure on the other team, but couldn't deliver the big hit, at least until the ninth when the game was out of reach. The third up... Corbin Burns is pitching tonight, or today. Corbin Burns goes today. That's the third up. That's all I got for that. The downs, Adrian Hauser in the fifth inning. Already talked about it, but had a rough fifth. I'll get into it in a minute here. It was good analysis when you kind of review the game that it wasn't like he was getting hammered. The ball was, leaving the bat at 106 miles per hour. There's a lot of soft contact, but, it's all adding up to problems for Hauser. So we'll talk about that. But obviously couldn't get out of the fifth, and that fifth inning really put the Brewers out of the game. They didn't have a chance. You can't give up a five-run frame and hope to win the game. It's not going to happen. Second down, you have to score to win. You do. I know they talk about defense winning championships. And clearly, eight runs is not going to get the job done, in particular last night. But again, nothing. Entering that fifth inning, Brewers had a goose egg on the scoreboard, of course. And that never bodes well, or very rarely does it take pressure off of the other pitcher. It always puts pressure on your pitcher to be perfect, to be great. And it's hard to continuously not have any faith that your offense will get some runs, to not have a little lead to work with. Nothing. Goose egg. Ugh. Third down, second 20 games of the season, your record was 8-12. After a 10-10 first 20, your second 20 against a softer schedule, 8-12. Puts him four games under 500, out of a playoff spot, obviously, here at the two-thirds point of the season. Gonna have to turn it and turn it quick. And that's unfortunate. I've been harping on those thirds. We'll talk about it more in a bit, but yikes. It's not good. I guess it could be worse, but 8-12. And back to four games under 500. Yeah. Sick of being here, if you're the Brewers, for sure. So that's three up, three down. Look, no excuses, but I think the fifth inning is indicative of some bad luck. I mean, you know, you have to score to win. I just said you have to score to win, and that's nothing to do with luck. The Brewers have been lost at the plate for the most part all year. They've been lost at the plate in big at-bats in the last 10 games or so, 12, whatever it would be. I'm just kind of estimating that. I'd have to do some research, actually, to find out. But, you know, the first part of the season, they weren't even getting runners on base. Now they're getting runners on base, can't get them in. But you look at, you know, so that's one thing, and that's not a luck thing, I don't think. I mean, they've hit in some bad luck, but who doesn't? Everybody does. That's hashtag that's baseball. But Adrian Hauser is a story of having some bad luck, okay, at least some. But there's a trend here, so it's not good. His first two starts, he was 2-0. His ERA, 0.75. His whip was 0.92. And I was, after the first couple of starts and the way Woodruff started and the promising start to Burns even and the pitching staff, I was and even Lindblom, I was on this podcast going, oh, this is the best Brewer starting pitching has looked in years. When's the last time you had this much promise in the starting pitching staff? And I still partially stand by that because I think Hauser has promise, if you can figure it out. I think Woodruff definitely, we know that, has promise. He's going through some struggles right now. Clearly he just, you know, had a kid. His wife did. But there's some stuff going on in his life. So these guys are human, you know? So I'm there for that. I mean, I want to see him turn it around, obviously. I want to see him figure it out and become an ace. Corbin Burns is the absolute bright spot. But I still believe that the future is brighter for this starting pitching staff than it has been in years. It's just two of these guys are struggling a little bit now, particularly Hauser. I mean, Woodruff has at least kept the Brewers for the most part in games. He just hasn't been able to get through the fifth. But Hauser, 0-4. In his last six starts, 7.45 ERA, 7.45, and a whip of 1.62. That will not get it done. Now, in the fifth last night, we saw it. A lot of batted balls in play, not with a lot of velocity. 85.7 miles per hour. The average velocity of balls in play against Hauser. That's the 88th percentile in Major League Baseball. That's well above average, right? That's pretty good. Last season, 86.7 miles per hour. He's actually a little bit less, 1 mile per hour less on average this year. So that's good, but they're all finding holes. For instance, last night. And here's the problem with Hauser. Some of these balls finding holes, but also he had two walks. He had a leadoff walk to Christian Stewart, who's batting a .175. And then Austin Romy follows with a 85.8 mile per hour single. He gets an out. And then Victor Reyes, it's a changeup that floats into left center field at 85.5 miles per hour. Just as, you know, a bloop. And it's an RBI single. Detroit leads 2-0. And then he walks another guy. And, you know, that's it. I mean, he's out of the game. Suter gives up a couple of hits, well, more than a couple, and by the end of the fifth, the Tigers are up 6-0, the game's over. So yes, is there some bad luck? Yes, but you also walked guys. You can't do that. You know, the walks lead to those bloop hits being far more damaging than if you didn't walk guys. So it goes both ways here. I'm not trying to make excuses. I'm trying to give hope that there is some bad luck, and Hauser has the opportunity, the potential to be better, but you know, you got to figure it out. And we had Jack Stern on, was it last week, talking about Hauser and how his pitch selection has differed. Maybe he needs to, you know, change his pitch selection so that you know, he can have more strikeouts, because the contact, however weak it is finding holes. I don't know. You know, you do figure some of that stuff will even out, because hashtag that's baseball. But yeah, that's the problem. And then, of course, you know, maybe the walks and some of that stuff happening because you're trying to be perfect because you know your offense can't hit, and that's a huge problem. There's no luck or not luck involved in that. They're not hitting. Right now, at least, they're not getting key hits. And maybe it's baby steps in the last 20 games they will. But it's been a struggle here. And obviously, it's a little bit of dire straits for the Brewers. They're going to need to figure it out here, and they have to do it now. There's no like, oh, by next week, or no, it's now. This is it. So we'll talk about that coming up. Also, Corbin Burnes takes to the mound today. We're excited about that. We'll discuss that matchup on the way. You're Locked On Brewers. All right, here's a little peek into Ben's personal life. I know it's what you want. I'm trying to lose some weight. Who isn't? I mean, really, right? What are we talking about here? And the way you do it is the way everybody does it. A little exercise, you'll get good sleep, take care of yourself, but also no carbs. No carbs. Well, I've got the Built Bar, and that's a big, huge boost to me because I can eat a Built Bar, feel good, taste good, and I've done my keto work. No carbs. Built Bar's got 6 new flavors. Caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry, lemon, carrot cake, apple, almond, crisp. To go along with their 12 original flavors, they're flavor crazy. Built Bar, great for the healthy, conscious guy. Yeah, like me. Lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber. Great for that keto diet. So it's good stuff. And right now, they're giving you $10 off your next order. Use the promo code LOCKEDON, Locked On, and you'll get $10 off your next order. Again, promo code Locked On for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. Brewers are, I don't know if they can use some of those Built Bars. Maybe like after the fourth inning, you know, a pitcher, have a Built Bar. Yeah, give a little energy going to that fifth because got to do something different. One guy who's doing it well right now, Corbin Burnes, he's going tonight. We'll get to that in just a minute. Second 20 coming up, or third 20, I'm sorry, coming up for the Brewers. They went 10-10, then 8-12. And I feel like here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put together those rings. Like they'll be yellow and blue, like Brewers colors, like you do at Christmas when you're a kid. You wrap the construction paper in links and you tear it off. You count down the days till Christmas. Remember that? The Brewers can do that and put 12 rings up there. And you need 12 rings. Every win, they rip one off. And then you get a playoff berth. Okay? Or if you prefer the Major League, the movie Major League way, and you know what I'm talking about here. Every time we win, we tear a section. Remember that scene? It's great. Man, what a great movie. What a great movie. If you know what I'm talking about, I won't explain it. But if you know, you know. Anyway, they need 12. Okay, they need 12 to get in the playoffs, and then, you know, anything can happen. Now, 12 puts you at 500. They might be able to do with 11, but let's not risk it. 12 is a practical, almost 100% lock-solid guarantee because you're not going to have 8 teams in the National League 500 or above. I just don't think it's going to happen. So, you know, Brewers right now out of playoff position. They're looking up at all those teams, right, and more. And there's a jumbled bunch in the National League, so they're going to have to make a move. You can't just kind of tread water and maybe go, maybe we'll win 11 games. You know, you're going to have to win 12, and that's a tall order. Look, this next stretch right here, you got the Tigers today, day off, much needed, even though they just had one, but much needed. And then you're going to enter a stretch here in, what, 6 days? Do I have that right, where you have 8 games? Because you have 3 against the Cubs, and then you have a 5-game, 2 doubleheader series against the Cardinals. So pivotal. I mean, are you kidding me? It's all at Miller Park, and this is a huge stretch. Boom, right away in 6 days, you play 8 games. That's almost half of this 20-game stretch. That is just slap in the face, coffee in the morning, buck ice water on the head. You know, this is it. I mean, this is it. So here it comes. And it's freight train coming at you. It's just, you got to be ready. Are they? Crickets. I don't know. I mean, they either are or they aren't, and we'll find out. I mean, one would lean toward absolutely not. Ben, what are you, crazy? But I've just seen this Brewer team in recent years flip a switch. Well, you better be right by that switch and ready to flip right now, because here it comes. Corbin Burnes goes today. And again, positive. He's been stellar in his last 2 outings. Lights out his last time out in Cleveland. The last time the Brewers won, he's up on the hill to try and stop a 4-game losing streak. Here it is. You know, this is it. Or 3-game losing streak. I beg your pardon. 3-game losing streak. Here it is. They need him today. They need him to be really, really good, and they need their offense to cash in when Ducks get on the pond. You know, that's what they need. You know, they're on the brink, but they got to get it done today. At first glance, you'd think, well, they're going against a guy who should be able to knock around. I mean, look at this Matthew Boyd character. His ERA is 6.64. He's 1-5. Are you kidding me? In 8 starts? Well, then you dive into the numbers, and it's not as encouraging. Because Matthew Boyd, I don't even know, what was his ERA after 4 starts? Yikes. It must have been, you know, double digits and beyond. It was terrible. He had 4 earned against, in his first 2 starts of the season each, 4 earned each, and then 7 earned each in his next 2 starts. But since then, he's gone 4 innings, 3 earned, 5 1/3, 2 earned, 6 innings, 1 earned, and 6 innings, 2 earned last time out against Minnesota. So Matthew Boyd, even though his ERA is way up there, he's been really good his last few starts, and that's just great. So here he comes today against the Brewers. It's a good matchup, despite what the numbers would tell you overall. It's a good matchup. Boyd, who's a lefty, against the Brewers, and they're going to have to try and figure it out today behind Corbin Burnes. So that is what is ahead. Of course, we'll talk about it tomorrow. We'll also have Dr. Scott on this week to talk about some analytics. We'll have him talk about Corbin Burnes. Because, again, the Corbin Burnes story, it's been a tough season for the Brewers, but Corbin Burnes has been a huge bright spot. So talk about him. And Devin Williams has been, too. You just can't stop talking about how good Devin Williams has been. And so we'll revisit those topics with Dr. Scott, because I'm all about positivity here. So we'll do that coming up as well. And looking forward to that this week. We'll talk tomorrow about today's game and see if the Brewers can start off their final 20 games on a high note. Hope so. I'm Ben Larson. Thanks for listening. You can always find the podcast on any major podcast platform. Tell a friend about Lockdown Brewers and follow us on Twitter at Cheesehead Talks. That's me at Lockdown Brewers. That's the podcast. Also, Facebook.com/Lockdown Brewers. Until tomorrow, when we deliver your daily Brewers fix right here on Lockdown Brewers, I'm Ben Larson, and we'll talk to you then on Lockdown Brewers, part of the Lockdown Podcast Network.